This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. A Milwaukee Public Schools teacher is using photography and social media to teach students an important lesson about representation and their value. Terrence Sims says he never imagined it would become such an important teaching tool both inside and outside the classroom. If you scroll through his Instagram, you see that Black History Month is an important time for Sims and his students. The project gets students involved in celebrating and learning by creating images of various influential Black figures. They might be from the civil rights era, academics, or the entertainment industry. Some of these images have gone viral, like the photo of three Black girls recreating the photo for the film Hidden Figures, which Taraji P. Henson, one of the film's stars, shared on her Instagram. Another student recreated the cover of Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. It's an ongoing project that began about 4 years ago, and Sim says it's still growing. He sat down with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, to talk about how the project began.
Just the way that education was going, I kind of thought about, like, my educational background and just how much things have really changed inside of the classroom. Everything's so, like, cookie cutter. They want the students to really be the same. They don't really encourage individuality. And not just, like, a Milwaukee College Prep thing. Just in general, that's what education kind of is from my perspective. And I thought, like, I don't know if I would even be able to thrive in this type of atmosphere. So I just started thinking of ways to engage those students who may not have tied into where education is now. And honestly, just seeing how engaged they were in the social media aspect, whether it's liking pictures or posting different things, that kind of made me think about, okay, what if we use their images as what they were posting? Like, how would they lock into that? And then it kind of just grew from there.
So what is this year's theme?
The past 4 years, the theme has been pretty consistent, just representation matters. But this year, I just wanted to kind of stretch further than just recreating icons in Black history. I really wanted the students to really be themselves as well. So we are taking just important concepts in Black culture and letting the students kind of live that out. One of my favorite ones we've done this year was getting a bunch of the boys together and getting them in suits and bow ties and ties and stuff like that. And just bringing back the conversation of what is being a gentleman in today's society. And I think in Black culture, we have a strong history of being gentlemen and doing the right thing as men in our community. But in a lot of different ways, in the same turn, we've kind of left that. So I really want to just bring attention, and this is how you should be a man in our culture. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just taking ideas of our culture and just really bring them to the forefront with the faces of our students.
And I'm looking at a few on your Instagram right now. What comes to your mind looking at these pictures after the fact? I mean, you took the photos, you were in that moment, but looking back on them now, what are your thoughts?
I just think these images are powerful. I don't like when, I guess, society puts identities in the box of who they are. Like, okay, if you're Asian, you're going to be good at math. You'll play a doctor's role, sexualizing the Black women or making the Black man just a beast and things like that. So I think these images really fight the stereotype of what it is to be a Black boy growing into a Black man. And I really like this project specifically because this is one of those things I kind of just put out there, like, if you're interested, let me know. And I actually only wanted to do about four pictures. But when I pulled up to the Lola Rowe campus at the 12th Street Y, it was literally 21 kids dressed in suits mm-hmm. and bow ties, and family was there getting them ready, and people from the community ran taking pictures before I even got started. So it was a good sight to see, like, all of this positivity happening on just really a message that went out. I thought that was great. And just the words, we kind of looked at the pictures and thought, like, if this image was telling us something, what would it be? We wanted to make sure the words were always connected to being both a gentleman and being a scholar inside of the classroom. So that's kind of how this came about.
Now, what about the girls?
Yeah, so actually, if you look at my history and my posts, it's been heavily, like, dedicated to uplifting, like, Black girls. Especially a lot of the posts that have gone big have been making sure that women are put at the center of attention. Because in a lot of ways, I feel like they're unfairly placed in the back. Even if they're getting higher grades or more talented in their fields, they're always put second nature when a guy comes in the room. Mm-hmm. So when I do this work, I'm intentional about making sure girls are more involved. And then going deeper than that, when you look at colorism, I make sure that darker skinned girls are leading that forefront. Just because it just is, I think it's fair to do, especially when society says, like, nope, it's going to be a guy. And then if it's a girl, it's going to be a light skinned girl. Mm-hmm. And then we'll kind of go like that. So that's kind of just how I plan to make sure the underrepresented get represented. And this year, we're doing Women's History Month. We're doing it pretty big. So we'll be focusing a lot on loving the skin you're in.
I think it's important that you especially are highlighting the different shades of black beauty, especially, mm-hmm. you know, young, dark-skinned black girls. And for young black girls to see their peers like that, that mm-hmm. would be definitely something that probably changes their mind about yeah. what black beauty, what beauty is.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great time for this to be happening. Just because, I don't know, like, I'm not huge into, like, TV and media, but I have been seeing a very strong push for reclaiming what it is to love yourself and love your culture. I'm not going to say that darker-skinned women are now the main, like, stars of shows, but you can definitely see a stronger push for their representation. Mm-hmm. You can see a stronger push for boys not just being athletes or the drug dealers in a show. Like, they're being family men, they're being doctors and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's just a very purposeful and intentional push to recreate what it is that you think about when you think about just black people in general in media.
What additional things do you see them taking away from participating in this?
You can hear it in their conversation. Now, whenever I walk into the schools, I'm known as the camera guy, and they just want to get involved. And I tell them off top, like, if you want to be involved, this is what I'm pushing. And they're always excited to, like, just jump into that. And then when you just hear students talking about, oh, yeah, we went to the studios, it was so cool to do this and da-da-da-da, just hearing them use their own personal conversations, it just lets me know that they're taking this stuff in. I have some students now who are in high school that we did the projects with when they were in middle school and elementary. And it's just great to see that they're still reaching out, just talking about that experience and trying to get involved. I actually have a student, she wants to start working on with the camera, working with those projects. So I think it definitely creates stronger ties with the students because, like, they're coming back in droves now. I had a student who was on a song last year shoot me a message like, when can I jump on the next song? My school where I'm at really needs this right now. So it's just, like, seeing it, if you look at a test score, it's not, you can't, 97% of students are now doing this and that. I can't really give you a number rate on how it's being represented and if it's, like, working. But you know when you talk to students who are involved that, okay, they're taking this in and they're loving this process. And it's sticking for years.
And it seems like it might even be helping students figure out potential career paths.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes when it comes to the music, all kids don't know right now how to write to a beat. But in my history, I've been able to write. But I'll throw a couple lines in about getting a dissertation, and I'll just let them read it. I was like, okay, wrap this. And they'll say, I'm going to get my dissertation. Like, what's that? And then that opens the door to having a conversation like, okay, in order to get a doctor's degree, you have to go through these certain steps. But now they're incorporating that language on a daily basis. Like, I'm going to get my dissertation. Mm-hmm. And now they don't know a whole lot about it. But if you keep saying that, eventually, like, the pieces are going to come, like, okay, this is a dissertation. I've been talking about this since the fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to get it now because now it's not a surprise. I already know what this is. So getting them to change their language and making it a positive talk, to talk about college, to talk about their future, to talk about their culture, just finding different ways to really incorporate into their heads that they already have everything they need to be successful.
Did you see it? You know, when you were thinking about this project, did you see it having this kind of impact on your students?
No. I knew it would be cool. And I knew, like, just with the work that I put in, that it would look nice. But I wasn't really thinking heavily on, okay, this is going to change this student's life because it's going to be so powerful, nothing like that. But I saw it quickly after mm-hmm. the project started, like, piling up and just seeing the community and the student feedback. I'm like, okay, we got to give it more attention now because this is, like, something that's really working. And if you look at just kind of how the city is, it's real mundane. Everything's the same. And when you hit them with something completely different, you can see the shockwaves kind of going through the community. So I didn't catch it at first, but I'm glad that I caught it quickly, and now I see the impact.
So if you had to say, what would your argument be as to why this is important for Milwaukee?
Well, I think you kind of led me to this, but in general, just the aspect of community. If you look at historically, like the city, the numbers out there, it's the most segregated, one of the lowest educated, one of the hardest places for to raise a black child or to be a black adult. This project is creating a space where black creatives can get together and bring projects to life. 4 years ago, it was me and the camera, and every now and then I'll bring in a friend to kind of work this out. But this year we have a team of like five, and it's growing. And we're always in the group chat or Google Doc just throwing in input and ideas. So this project is already creating a sense of community around the city and like, okay, we see how powerful this is. We want to put our own gifts in it and make it even bigger. So I think in just a sense, it's really bringing adults together to create something beautiful for the city. And then I think we touched on like why it's important for the kids. Like they're changing their conversation. They're changing their language around being successful. It's not just I'm going to go to Duke and I'm going to be a lawyer. It's I'm going to go to Duke. I might even go to Howard, but I know I'm going to get my dissertation and I'm going to do it with my Afro puffs. I'm going to love the skin I'm in and things like that. So it's just you can hear the conversation starting to shift in seeing success through the lens of their culture. And it may have existed in the past, but now I know with the kids that are around me, they are being intentional in using that vocabulary in their daily conversations. So I think community and then just the thought of black culture as success are the two things that are really pushing this project to be successful.